This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We still don't know who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson yesterday in Manhattan, or why. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch.
The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears the suspect was lying in wait for several minutes. And as the victim was walking to the conference hotel, the suspect approached from behind and fired several rounds.
And then disappeared into Central Park. Two kindergartners were in extremely critical condition after being shot by a gunman in Northern California, who then killed himself, say authorities. The shooting yesterday at the Feather River School of Seventh-day Adventists in Palermo. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey.
There were two students who sustained gunshot wounds. Both boys, 1-5, 1-6, both attended the school and were in kindergarten.
He talked to KRCR-TV. The sheriff says the gunman may have targeted the school because of its religious affiliation. The Justice Department's released a scathing report on the Memphis Police Department. The AP's Shelley Adler has this.
The Memphis Police Department uses excessive force and discriminates against black people. That's according to the findings of a DOJ investigation launched after the beating death of Tyree Nichols after a traffic stop in 2023. The report says that Memphis police officers regularly violate the rights of the people they are sworn to serve. The detailed account marked the conclusion of the investigation that began 6 months after Nichols was kicked, punched, and hit with a police baton as five officers tried to arrest him after he fled a traffic stop. I'm Shelley Adler.
Amnesty International says Israel's committing genocide in the Gaza Strip. Israel calls the report false. This is AP News. Now to those airline fees.
Senators grilled officials from five airlines over fees for seats and checked bags. Airline executives like United's Andrew Nocella bristle at the term junk fees.
Our customers who prioritize affordability have the option to choose a lower fare product and in doing so opt out of paying for additional services they do not need nor want.
But New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan wants to see more transparency.
We're all captives on your airplanes at a certain point. And you just say, oh, you want to pick a seat, we're just going to charge you some random amount more.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley pointed out Frontier and Spirit Airlines paid bonuses to workers who spotted customers with bigger than allowed carry-on bags.
Your airlines are paying millions of dollars to your employees to harass people who've already paid.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.